Pleasant good morning. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Father Richard A. Wood, and I am from All Saints Parish, located in New Providence, Jones Heights, Calvary Hill. The collect for this morning is Proper 18. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts, for as you always confound the proud who confide in their own strength, so you never forsake those who make their boast of your mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 6. Verses 39 to 42. And it reads as thus. He also told them a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, friend, let me take out the speck in your eye, when you yourself do not see the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My dear friends, in this passage, Jesus presents us with a vivid metaphor. He warns against the blind leading the blind, emphasizing the importance of self-awareness and humility. A few points I'd like to take note of. Avoiding hypocrisy. Jesus condemns hypocrisy. It's easy to notice and criticize small faults in others while ignoring our own glaring flaws. He urges us to first address our own issues before helping others. And then self-examination. We're called to examine our lives regularly, identifying and addressing our own shortcomings, biases, and sinful tendencies. This isn't an invitation to self-condemnation, but rather self-improvement through God's grace. Additionally, humility. Jesus reminds us that none of us is above our teacher. Instead, our goal should be to become more like Jesus. Humility is a foundation of spiritual growth, enabling us to be receptive to God's correction and guidance. Now let's consider how we can apply these teachings to our lives today. Self-reflection. Let us spend time in prayer and self-reflection. Ask God to reveal areas in our lives where we may be blinded by our own shortcomings or judgments of others. We must practice humility. We must cultivate a humble heart, recognize that we are a work in progress, and extend grace and understanding to others as they are extended to us. And helping others. When we see someone struggling, we approach them with love and humility. Offer assistance, not as a fault finder, but as someone who cares deeply about their well-being. In closing, Jesus' words in the Gospel, Luke 6, 39 to 42, serves as a reminder to remove the planks from our own eyes before attempting to remove the specks from others. Let's strive for humility, self-awareness, and a genuine desire to become more like Christ each day. May God bless you as you seek to live out these truths in your life. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for listening, and please do share if at all possible.
Brother, let me be your servant. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant.